Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by...
Hey. Woo. Y'all caught me. Caught me having my breakfast, lunch, dinner, it's all combined. Caught me trying to wet my whistle. You just caught me. Getting ready to put a little bit of mullein leaf extract in this dropper. And take a sweet, this is nasty. Ooh. It's not like the one I used to take. The other one used to say extract. This just says fluid. Oh, it does say fluid extract. I guess you have it heard. Mullein, M-U-L-L-E-I-N, leaf extract is good as an expectorant. And it supports healthy respiratory function. And I have respiratory issues. And I always feel a little bit of little phlegmy, little mucusy. And I'm constantly clearing my throat. I know y'all have heard me do that a lot. So I'm clearing my throat now. How's everyone been? Well, it's been a rocky ride. Prayers and blessings go out to the states damaged by Hurricane Ian. I have friends down in Florida. I have family in North Carolina. I don't know if it's going to reach that high up north. I haven't listened to the news today. Sat in the tub in my chair. I got this chair so I could wash my hair. I have these locks that reach down to my bosom, so they're very long. And sometimes it's just a challenge for me to wash them myself. And so I'm sitting here with my hair dripping wet. Let it wrap up in the towel, give it you all the visual. Wrapped up in the towel. And after the show, I'll sit down and watch a movie and begin twisting it up. I have to twist it up at the new growth. And it's something that I have to do, and I'm not happy about doing all the time because it's just challenging. And I really don't want to cut my hair, but I haven't been able to find anyone here in Virginia close by that I can go to without a challenge to get my hair done professionally. The last place I went was in Silver Spring, and it was crazy getting there and even crazier coming back home from that salon. So, and you have to figure out where you're going to park because it's inside a city mall. You know, when you get to these country malls, they're like spread out with huge parking lots and stuff like that, and you walk into the mall. These city malls, they're like going straight up in a building, and, you know, so it's like, it's crazy. What can I say? It's that's the way I've been finding things lately. I've been finding stuff crazy. Yes, I had this stent removed, and I had a CAT scan last Thursday, so I haven't heard from my urologist and tell me what's going on in my innards. But today I'm going to share something from one of Cryon's transcripts. It's a full transcript from Cryon. And it talks about instructions for the old soul and how to communicate with self. because we are self-contained. But first, how about we talk to everyone about what Lena Stevens' Power Path message is for the month of October. I've been working the early elections for my county, and it's been really, really interesting watching the people come and go in and out, you know, who are voting early. Some of them are amazingly friendly, and then there are some of them who are real grouchy, and for whatever reason, I just have an idea who they're voting for, the grouchy people. They tend to be real grouchy, like, I want to say happy birthday to all the October people. And if I miss saying happy birthday to those born in September, I hope you had a wonderful month. But October is fresh and new. That also marks fall. And you know I'm not a happy person about fall. I'm going to begin counting the days until spring already, because with Ian or coming up the East Coast, it's already dark outside and it's not even Eastern Standard Time yet. So I'm just not happy about darkness. We'll get more into that also. So Nia is saying that October is potentially stressful. It's a stressful month. You know, where patience, acceptance, and flexibility are needed to navigate it well. We're being pushed up against the wall of our own internal process of change, and there is nowhere else to hide from what needs to be released, healed, and transformed. There will be cranky times where you feel pulled to go back inside, be alone and in your process. And there will be times when you feel a push to get out in the world and jumpstart your next chapter. The energy is up and down, tricky and erratic, with the potential for disruption. However, there will also be times of magic, beauty, cooperation, and support. Breakthroughs are now only possible. Not only are they possible, but they are highly probable, as there is no escape from the necessary healing that needs to take place before we can move on. The proactive part of this month is about showing up, telling the truth, and then having the courage to ask for support and pushing through to the next chapter instead of being pulled back into old patterns. You know, I say that to all of my companions in recovery. These are times that make you really feel kind of sort of depressed. But like Lena says, the proactive part of this month is about showing up. You know, go to a meeting, show up, hang out with some recovery folks, talk to your sponsor. It's about showing up, telling the truth, tell the truth, and then having the courage to ask for support and pushing through to the next chapter instead of being pulled back into old patterns. You know, if you had a relapse, you can push on to the next chapter just by telling the truth and opening it up. The body and emotions are uncomfortable in this new landscape, and the mind is resistant to change. Have patience with yourself and others, and practice acceptance in the face of unusual and unexpected situations. Stress is caused by unmet expectations and feeling overwhelmed by the amount of emotional input that puts us over the edge of our management abilities. Now, confusion and chaos are definitely part of this picture this month, And good stress management is as well as neutrality during times of ups and downs will help to keep you balanced. There are good exercises for stress. Sometimes I check with YouTube. Lena Stevens has an audio version on her website, The Power Path. And it deals with, it's the title of the audio is How to Deal with Meltdowns. And this teaches how to effectively deal with meltdowns and stress reactions so as not to be derailed. And it's on sale for $2.99 this month. October is dynamic and volatile, with as many opportunities as challenges. Hopefully, we are all practiced now by managing crisis, or crises, as some people want to pronounce it, and can more easily ride that thin line between fear and excitement. One of the opportunities is to modify our belief systems, patterns, and relationships to the past. As these transitions take place, core issues may surface for a few and final review and release. We cannot put off necessary change any longer as we reach an end point that forces us to surrender to the healing change that is inevitable. Now, the responsibility and discipline this month will be to manage your energy in a way that uses it for positive change, personal evolution, and necessary reorganization. We'll get into that even more so when we do Kryon's transcript that I'm going to share with you. His actual Kryon transcript. So, back to my, let's repeat this. The responsibility and discipline this month will be to manage your energy in a way that uses it for positive change, personal evolution, and necessary reorganization. We have to do that instead of being quick to anger, blame, and negative reactions. Make kindness a daily practice and take care of the relationships you value. I need to look at that, because lately I've been quick to be annoyed with different things. I mean, it's amazing how I can. But I don't snap outside of myself. I go within and just say, I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to have to deal with that. And I do my best not to have to deal with it. So how does all of this show up to you, show up personally, to you personally? You know, this is a potentially uncomfortable month for personal growth and inner transformation. You know, that will be great in the end, but turbulent and tumultuous while in progress. I love the word she used, turbulent and tumultuous while in progress. So by the end of this whole process, hopefully somewhere near the middle of the month, the end of the month, you know, it's going to be get better. But you will need to discipline your mind to trust the process, as well as be in acceptance around uncertainty, confusion, and muddled thoughts. So the best way to navigate is to keep a one of those quote-unquote don't mind or don't know mind, you know, like I don't know, I just don't know, and to accept any surprises and unknown outcomes as moving you only towards what is for your highest good. Okay, so if you keep that I don't know mind and just continuously walk through the process. You'll get to the end of it eventually, and you're going to be okay. It is important to stay in your own lane, as the tumultuous energy will be affecting everyone. You know, so you don't want to lock on to it, other people out there, because they're going through the same stuff you're going through. And it's easy to bump heads with other people. So we have to use discernment to know where to get involved and where to get better boundaries. Set them up. Knowing your own truth can help in keeping you on your own track. It is very possible this month that you will see more clearly what you need to let go of in order to move into a new opportunity. So if your life is cluttered, and I looked around my space, and it's cluttered with attachments to a lot of stuff. Sometimes it's attachments to regrets. Sometimes attachments to disappointments. Then there are attachments to successes. Then there are attachments to failures and old dreams. So what could have been? What could have been, you know, to be attached to? Why? And what did not happen? Why? Then you are not free to step into a new vision. So when we attach to all these things, the things like what could have been or what did not happen, you know, and disappointments and that kind of stuff, then we can't step into a new vision. It is time to clean the slate, clear the decks, and use this expansive energy of transition to truly let go. I have so much stuff over there in the closet that I need to let go of. I mean, I am still not packed, and I've been in my apartment for over a year now, just a little over a year this month. As far as our relationships go, I mean, those are things. As far as relationships go, there is an intense focus on relationships this month, especially around the full moon on the ninth. It is an opportunity to reflect on your relationships, not only with others in your life, but with your past and with yourself, with your environment, your spiritual life, your physical health and well-being, and future intentions. The question to ask is, are you happy and satisfied with your relationships? Do you have enough love in your life? Do you feel fulfilled and on the right track with your agreements, with your support and collaborations? If not, it may be the time to make some changes. Relationship agreements tend to move in 7-year cycles. At the 7th year mark, it is always a good idea to reflect on what is complete, what needs to change, and what to reset or improve for the next cycle, if anything. Don't take things personally this month and stay in your own lane when an issue is obviously not yours to fix or be involved in. I want you to get comfortable with uncertainty and a little chaos around potential misunderstandings as transitions take place. So please find that modicum of comfort with these uncertain things, okay? Then you have to look at what's going on with their health. But now, we just talked about personal relationships, but what about your health and your physical body, because Kryon talks a little bit about that too. You have to take an opportunity that comes your way this month for healing, okay? Never use self-care as something that you dismiss. You know, well, you don't have time for yourself. You don't, well, I'm busy doing this and I'll do that later. No, I don't, I'll make an appointment with the doctor about that. Oh, no, I won't, I don't have time to eat properly today. I'm going, never has self-care been more important as the body experiences the discomfort of turbulent and tumultuous energies of transition and change. It is okay to say no to what you know does not serve your well-being, and it is good to try new ways to support healing where and when you need it. Rest is key, as there is an overabundance of emotional material to process. The best and most permanent healing comes from being able to surrender to the process. If you are in resistance, you will suffer. There will be times this month where the brain feels foggy and unfocused. Wow. How about that? There will also be times this month when the body feels over amped, you know, pumped up with energy, and you may be tempted to impulsive behavior. Some movement towards a new direction is positive as long as it is not out of reaction or an explosive anger. It will be better for your health and well-being all around if you can stay neutral and practice kindness whenever possible to reduce your stress. Okay, anybody out there have a business or in business? Because businesses are being affected as well. Because what happens in business, if you have issues, they will be magnified. And at this time, if you have positive ideas, new inspirations, and exciting changes, they could also be magnified, creating space for expansion and good opportunities. So it is not the best month to leap into something that is a huge risk, but it is a good month to improve, modify, and increase what you have already. And improving your relationships is at the top of that list. Extricating yourself from unsupportive work environments or toxic situations should also be considered of high importance. And we must strive for partnerships and projects that will support our betterment in our own transition and change, instead of trying to make something work that is obviously not aligned. So when something falls apart, it should be a surprising change, but one that you must trust is still moving you in the right direction. There's a little saying that I have laying around here, and I love it, because it says, you know, whatever was meant to happen is what was meant to happen. If it happened, it was meant to happen. So we can't cry, so to speak, over the spilt milk or get upset because it didn't work. If a change is past due, you'll have an opportunity to catch up with it this month. As far as our environment, you can look out your windows. I don't care where you live. Look out your window. Look out your window. Look out your window. Tumultuous transition with regards to the environment is more of an inner adjustment to how we deal with permanent changes in weather patterns, global temperatures, and disruptive natural phenomena. So look out your window, check it out, and compare how you're feeling inside with what's outside, because there is tremendous resistance to these changes. And it can be a great deal of blame as to their origin. You know, I was looking at the TV the other day, and of course, watching a lot of the disasters around the world, and the first thing that pops into my mind is this a blue state or a red state, and I'm like, is this a state where the governor doesn't want to recognize climate change? And so this little statement that Lena brought up, where she's saying, instead of being in the camp of blame, be innovative, responsible, and flexible. Expected tumultuous climate phenomenon may account for shifts, sudden changes, and a need to reorganize plans. Yeah, but I look at it spiritually, and first thing that popped into my mind was, can it be a spiritual effect going on here? The Mother Earth is really pumping up and being upset and annoyed with what's happening in this particular state. But Nina says, cut it out. As always, we suggest spending some time dealing with your own personal environment, cleaning up the clutter, and improving your surroundings to reflect an improvement in your life. And that's what I need to be reflecting on. Not an improvement in the state of Florida's life, you know? So she gave us some time frames and some dates, and she's saying that from October 1st to the 7th, still in an introspective and reflective time where it is best to stay in your own lane out of blame, judgment, and impatience. The days can be either cranky or full of the promise of some improvement. Look for magic and beauty instead of focusing on what is challenging in a negative way. Face anything this week, anything difficult or disruptive, with patience and trust. Use your support and balance your energy between doing and being as much as possible. Now, you know, there's a difference between doing, being a human doing, and a human being. You know, it's time for us to be. And it's time for us to balance that being with that doing. From the 8th to the 15th, stay out of resistance, engage your moving center, and be proactive with your intentions for navigating change and transition. We are in a time frame where you can easily feel pushed to the point of stress, where there is nothing left but to surrender and give up. This may actually be a good thing, as it will put you into the flow of release and movement forward. Now, I'm reading you all of what she has for the week, but I'm going to stop. Because I'm going to stop after she talks about the full moon. So during that same week, the week of the 8th to the 15th, be creative, curious, and accepting. Everything gets magnified during this time. So make sure the spotlight is shining on the positive and prosperous, and not on what you perceive to be broken, challenging, or lacking. And so for the new moon the full moon that's going to occur on the 9th, this is known as the Hunter's Moon. This moon comes with volatility and the potential for intense healing change. It is a fiery energy that can inspire you to engage something new, or resolve an old issue that needs to be addressed. But be careful you don't burn bridges or be too quick to anger as a response to stress. Relationships are in focus during this full moon, and what needs attention will become apparent. Make sure You involve gratitude and the appreciation of beauty in your life and with those around you, okay? And awareness of your support will go long. It will go a long way to seeing the glass as half full instead of half empty and lacking. So I'm going to stop with that because we're going to be having another show, inshallah, if it's the will of my creator, on October the 16th, where we'll be able to go into what Lena has forecast for the 16th to the end of the month. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to hold off, and we're going to move into Cryon, you know, because this channeling from Cryon, believe it or not, as I wet my whistle a little bit, this channeling from Cryon, believe it or not, happened August the 17th, 10 years ago, 2012, 10 years ago, but it's appropriate to be reminded of today because we are much closer now to the results and the predictions of this channeling right this minute, okay? Go ahead, 10 years ago. And I'm going to present the whole channeling to you. That's what you do with Cryon. You don't be saying, you know, it's hard to do excerpts from Cryon. As Cryon goes, greetings, dear ones, I am Cryon. The process of channeling, it's not that unusual, but it needs to be practiced. And the encouragement of this is on our lips to you, all of you. And you can rename it if you wish, so that it loses perhaps some of the stigma of the oddity and the strangeness of a human being stepping aside and allowing that meld from the higher self and the creative source to enter and speak. But in these few minutes, I wish to give the old souls who would listen to this room, who would listen to this in this room and otherwise, or who may read an instruction set that is minimal. And the first one would be this. Learn to channel for yourself. Also, the new energy is coming into this planet, allowing this to take place in a beautiful way where you never have to make a spectacle of yourself. You never have to be in front of anyone, but in your own time and way, even in your meditation, you would take the persona that is corporal, which you believe is you in its entirety, and you would split it apart. The part that has always been you in 3D takes a back seat temporarily for the you, which is the higher one, the you that is divine and is from another place. And when this starts to take place, you receive not just information, dear ones. You start to receive validation, and the validation will affect you personally. It increases that which is the peacefulness that we have told you that you can have, and that is channeling. Call it whatever you wish, but in those moments, you will know that you are split. And it will be appropriate. There are actually three energies within the human being that we have spoken of before, and this is only one of them. Most of those who are on the planet with systems of what you would call religion have also seen the three. An acknowledgement that the human being has more than just the corporeal. We are talking about taking that which you think you are and splitting it apart on your own for a few moments, and out will pour that again, which is not just information, but is a quantum part of you that validates you. It's time for you to sit with your creator and feel the hand that reaches through the veil and takes yours for a moment and says that you deserve to be here and that all that has happened to you is appropriate, proper, unique, and is blessed by your creator. That there is no task too difficult for the old soul, but that some of you have been dealt that which is more difficult. For what we have said in the past, when we have said to you, iron sharpens iron. And some of you perhaps have felt the anvil come down that is red hot a few times fairly recently to shape you into a master. And you may say to Kryon, I am not a master. I don't feel like a master. I'm just a person going through my life. And I will say, oh, how quaint of you. For you do not see what Kryon sees. But what happens in this lifetime, dear human being, affects everything for you and your core soul from now on. What you have allowed to be part of the Akashic attributes this time around are going to shape you forever. And so what you are saying is that you may not ask, why me? Without asking, why us? For it involves all of you who have participated in the issues that you have. And you have been a party to all of them in a planning session that has gone into your life to put you here, right where you are. Learn to channel. That is to find the meld between you and to such a degree that when you get up from the chair, you know what has taken place. And most of you will do it only for yourselves. You can write these things down if you wish, but the reason it exists is to help you, to validate you, to make you more peaceful with you. I have three things I want to give you before you leave this place. Old soul, we have given you some attributes we wish you to visit in the past. Here are more, and they're not necessarily easy, but we speak to the old souls for less than 0.5% or 1% on this planet has to find some kind of action that is a meld with belief that creates a compassionate mind for this earth to move into the next stage. Now it's happening, but it will give you some informational blurge, as Kryon says. That's his new word. This is going to give you some informational blurge, which means a spattering of things over a period of time that you need to know. It's time for the old souls to start acting, and the invitation is yours. Number one, I will say it again. and it is always number one. Do not fear what you're going to see, both in your lives, in the lives around you, in your country, in the earth, that may seem negative and unresponsive to your magnificence, for it is the old energy flailing around you, sometimes esoterically trying to beat you up, to make you feel that you are not worthy, and sometimes simply presenting itself as a flailing energy while dying. Now, let me explain this. I have told you before that one of the attributes of the old soul is lack of worth. I speak to all of you now, and you know I am right. And that particular attribute is caused from an awakening lifetime after lifetime and having that which you know be doubt. Where you're isolated, called names, hermitized, and sometimes even killed. Lack of self-worth. Now you know it. Who else do you think knows it? And I will tell you, that which you assigned to the attributes and attributes of dark energy knows it. Not an entity with horns and a tail, but the energy of the planet that is dark and light that has always been there, which you call the duality. It knows. It has always been your enemy. You've always had to push through that which is dark in order for the light to show. That's all you've done lifetime after lifetime, including this one. And you know what I'm talking about, light worker. And we have told you that the very relationship of dark and light is recalibrating. But in the process, do not be surprised if what you would call the dark side of duality picks up its head and tries to beat you up again. It will do it through all of the attributes and avenues you think it can, through business, through family, through relationships, even through your dreams. It knows who you are, and it does not want you to succeed. And dear ones, I will tell you that it doesn't matter how hard it tries. You've already won, but you've got to know it's going to try. When you turn on the light, darkness disappears. Again, we will say, darkness is passive and light is active. When you turn on the light, darkness disappears. So the answer is always to have light in your life. If you cover it up with darkness, it can't show itself. If you let the darkness win this battle, you're going to sit this life out and things are not going to get any better. And that's the battle at hand. Number two, please be compassionate in all things. When number one raises his head and wants to create war on this planet yet again, when number one, which is fear, wants to flail because it knows it is dying, I want your reaction to be compassionate. A compassionate reaction is all to all things creates light you cannot imagine. What irritates you the most, dear human being? Conjure it up in your mind and see if you can be compassionate to it What irritates you the most, dear human being? What is it that irritates you the most? Conjure it up in your mind and see if you can be compassionate to it instead of critical to it. Conjure it up in your mind right now. What irritates you the most? What is the most difficult thing for you to endure? sometimes it's foolishness. Sometimes it's politics. I know who you are. What if you could change your attitude and only see compassion? But that is the greatest emotion you have for anything on the planet. If you can do that, dear ones, you will achieve what the masters had for when they walked the planet. This was their attribute, no matter who sat in front of them. Whether it was the thief, the honest one, the one who stood in front of them to try to figure them out and take money from them, all they had was compassion. That's all they had. And I will tell you, when you look at someone with the eyes of compassion, it melts all the other agendas put together. It just melts them. They will never touch you. That creates light. That is how you beat someone. That is how you beat duality. A compassionate mind will never be an angry one. A compassionate mind does not go to the trigger issues that have always controlled them emotionally. If the first reaction is compassion, all others realign themselves. That was number two. The third one, and the final one, is the most difficult one of all. The most difficult one of all for Kryon to explain. His partner has not mentioned it before, and so Kryon is saying that his partner is saying, go slow. And I am saying to him, go slow. Say it correctly, my partner, as you receive the information. So, folks, here goes. It's time for the old souls to learn how to be self-contained, balancing a self-contained balancing unit. This requires that you work with only your own divinity, which is then something your cellular structure will see you doing and see as intent to change. Without involving outside sources that you have in the past, let me give you examples. Here's an example. Let us say you walk around the planet, and you may not realize it, but you are constantly pushing for validation from others. You want to know what they think so you'll feel better. And when you hear what they think and it makes you feel better, whoa, you're satisfied. And some of you live this way. And this is the only mechanism you have from day to day that validates your life. It always comes from the exterior. I know a lot of people like that. Now I want you to play a game for a moment. Pretend you are one of your own cells, you know, cells in your body, and you are waiting for consciousness of the corporeal human being in your body to give you instructions that you're okay. Your cellular structure is waiting to become quantum based upon an energy you are going to give it through your consciousness. Let me tell you something. Your cells have no idea what anybody else is saying. And so you may walk around feeling just fine that other people are honoring you, but your cells have no idea. None whatsoever. And so they're simply going to sit there without change. And you are going to flail, walking around asking others how you are doing. Or you're going to be talking to others about how you're working on yourself, so they'll have given you feedback on how you're doing. And yourselves know nothing. The shell of ego protects them. Totally. You must be self-contained, and that is to say without adoration, without acknowledgement, without anyone ever saying anything. You have to know it as well with your soul, because you have the divine link to your creator that validates your every breath. Sounds like we're almost back to number one, huh? Number two. They're all related. The three in one. Learn to validate yourself as you walk from place to place and feel the divinity. A self-balancing island that never has to know anything more than that their creator is in you. And that's good enough. Whew. Now this is tough. This has to transmute even some of the designs you've learned about today. Where you start to work around how you were born and rewriting some of what we would call the social engrams of who you are, the ability to contain your self-worth automatically, no matter what. Do you realize how hard that is for some of the old souls who have no self-worth or have a self-worth that is so limited they have to have the validation of that which is exterior? And so the task at hand is to know thyself, know yourself as a piece of your creator, self-contained, self-balancing, one who is able to channel the truth for you through the portal that is demelled with the higher self, gathering perhaps information from many sources, digesting it, but never asking it to validate you. Be a collector of compassion. Be a collector of information that is esoteric, but don't let it validate you. Instead, collect it and paste it upon you in the best way possible, and let it then help you to understand who you are. And then the validation starts to become automatic, and you walk from place to place, and nothing can touch you. No angry word, no situation. You become more stable, more balanced. You know who you are, and those who will look at you will say, this is a human being, the qualities of mastery. And that is the goal. We will continue these kinds of discussions, but these are the recalibration of the old soul on this planet at this time. Do not fear the old energy, for it dies hard, and it will try at least do its best to make itself strong in the next 18 to 20 years. So you see, you're almost halfway through this bad boy, because this channeling was done 2017. We're getting there. So what can I say? 18 to 20 years to push this planet. 18 to 20 years to push this planet in you back to the way it was. And I'm going to tell you, dear one, it will not succeed, for we have seen the potentials that are there. You cannot. The ball that is rolling. The children are coming in. The young people know better. And they will not accept old ways. They will see through the transparent methods of old energy purpose and will laugh at it. Meanwhile, you've been born in it, and it's going to be harder for you. Listen, dear ones, some of the youngest of the young are the oldest of the old. You may want to take a cue from them at some time, changing the very paradigm that says that the elders are the ones that know the most. But sometimes the young people coming in are the elders of the past. Yeah, I've been waiting for this for many, many years. I talked about the Indigo Children way back when, you know. They blew it when back before, I'm not going to go into how they blew it because that's not up to me. What did they say? Have compassion, be positive, only think of positive stuff and things like that. And that's what I got to do. That's what I got to do. I got to do what Kryon told me to ask you all to do. So I have to practice what Kryon has caused me to preach today. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be that way. All right. Oh, because I needed that. I needed all of that because things are just crazy around me. Crazy, crazy, crazy around me. And, well, now it's time for me to see what I'm going to do with all this hair on top of my head. I want to let you know I love you. And God willing, inshallah, I'll be here Sunday. What is it, the 15th or the 16th? One of those days, the third Sunday of the month. And we will finish up or continue with the 12-step principles of the 12 steps. And we'll be on step 10. And that's where I'm at. I want to thank you all for being here. Thank you for sharing this 60 minutes with me. Know that you are love. Know that I love you. And I feel all the love that y'all share with me. So there you go. Have a blessed 2 weeks. And inshallah, I'll see you in a few. How about that? Love you. Thank you.